Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete,
I Am Athlete Tonight.
What's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll be able to hit the streets, enjoy the weekend. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your host, Omar Kelly, here with my colleagues. We've got former safety at UCF, that still blows my mind, NFL Pro Bowl wide receiver, analyst, and insider for NFL Showtime, Brandon Marshall, CEO, House of Athlete, I Am Athlete, boss man, Brandon Marshall. And then we've also got
Kentucky. Getting so long, golly.
I mean, we got to put all your credentials. If you had less credentials, then we wouldn't have to make this as long, Brandon. We've also got former Kentucky basketball standout Antoine Walker, number 6 pick in the 1996 NBA draft. He's also an NBA champion and an NCAA champion.
I don't think that's been done before, has it?
Yeah, of course it's been done.
It's 47 of us. But
47, my bad.
It's an elite group.
Here's my question, Juan, and I did want to know this. Did you win a high school championship?
No, I did not. I got super sections. I never got downstate, unfortunately.
Who'd y'all lose to? Who used to
that's
knock
not,
out?
That's not important, being we lost to.
Like, I mean, you're Antoine Walker. Wait a minute. We need to know. How do you not win it?
I lost my junior and senior year at the buzzer.
Oh my goodness.
To who? Who was the star of that team?
They had 3 Division I players. So you got 3 Division I players in high school on the same team. You got a really good team. You guys know that.
Yeah, but you guys had one of the greatest basketball players ever.
We had myself and we had Donovan. So my second best player was the NFL quarterback.
McNabb. Donovan McNabb is who you're talking about, right?
Yeah, Donovan McNabb.
How was he? Could he hoop?
Yeah, no, he was good. He was really good. He played at college.
He played college ball.
He was a Division I player. He was on a team in 96. He played his first year, I think his first 2 years, or maybe his first 2 years at University of Syracuse. He didn't get no minutes, but he played.
Did y'all stay in contact as you went on in your NBA career and he went on to his NFL career?
Yeah. Donovan's in Phoenix now, I think, full time. But yeah, we get to hang out from time to time. He comes home in the summer.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yep. That's interesting. I'm disappointed in you, Twan. You couldn't get that that high school championship and win it at every single level. But we've got a good show for you today. Did the NFL allow Tua Tagovailoa to put himself in harm's way playing in Thursday night's game against the Bengals, despite potentially having suffered a head, neck, back injury in Miami's win over the Buffalo last week? And What are some of the week's better games? And is there a lock of the week that we would advise you to put your money on? Also, how much does Blake Griffin signing with the Celtics and not the Nets change the landscape of the Eastern Conference? We've also got Aaron Judge, who tied Roger Maris's record for American League home runs at 61. He's playing today. He's facing the Yankees are hosting the Orioles today, and that'll be brought to you courtesy of Yankees Radio Network. We'll discuss all that today. But first, let's get into what the nation is talking about, which is Tua Tagovailoa.
Everybody's talking about Tua.
And the head injury that he suffered. It was a tragic moment last night during the Thursday night game. The Dolphins have received a ton of backlash since Tua Tagovailoa suffered a head and neck injury in the loss to Cincinnati Bengals. Many observers suggest that Thursday night's injury was related to Sunday's hit in the game against the Buffalo Bills that led to the QB wobbling to the turf. Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, he defended his stance of playing the quarterback, saying that the two injuries were not related after the game. And on Friday, he was confident that Sunday and Thursday's incidents were, again, unrelated. Let's hear from Mike McDaniel.
I had no worries whatsoever with how he, you know, I'm in steady communication with this guy day in, day out. And we're talking about, you know, high-level football conversations about progressions and defenses and recalling stuff from 2 weeks previous, and then him having to reiterate a 15-word play call. All things, absolutely no signs, nothing. There was no medical indication, you know, from all resources that there's anything regarding the head. So if there would have been, of course, if there would have been anything lingering with his head, I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if I prematurely put someone out there and put them in harm's way.
Mm. Now, Tua chimed in on his social media account, thanking everybody, his players, his teammates, for the continued support. He wrote, "It was difficult not to finish the game with his teammates," and then added, quote, "I'm feeling much better and focused on recovering so that I can be back on the field with my teammates." The NFL has been dealing with CTE for over a decade, Brandon. You've been a product of this, playing the league for 13 years. You've seen the change and the evolution of the concussion protocol. They paid former players millions of dollars to address the neglect that they've had because of the head trauma and the CTE issues. How did Tua get on the field Thursday night, and was the NFL complicit in this?
They got on the field because it's a $16 billion industry, right? And the Miami Dolphins, for most of the last 20 or so years, been at the bottom of the NFL. And now they're starting off hot. They're one of the best teams in the NFL right now. It's kind of unexpected. And they're going to push. You know how valuable and precious each NFL game is.
Absolutely.
Not like the NBA, Twan, where we have 80 something. We don't have that many, as you know, right?
No throwaway games. So
that's why he got out there. And when you think about the relationship between organizations and doctors, hell, those are some of the most tightest knit relationships in the NFL. So you can't say they're independent of the team, and you can't put it on them. They know the team's objectives. They sit down every single week and talk to the owners and the general managers and the head athletic trainers on, you know, where the team is from a health standpoint, and each and every guy that may be on that injured list. So Tua needs to sit his ass down talking about, I need to do, I'm focused on recovering so I can get back out there with my teammates. Like, sit your ass down, Tua. Sit your ass down. And then also, Coach Mike McDaniel, what he just said, he's going to get himself in a lot of trouble if he continues to talk like that. What he needs to do, he needs to sit his ass down in the classroom, open up a book on concussions. You don't always see the signs and symptoms. Let me bring up a name here. All right. Yair Cancino. Okay. September 1st in Texas, high school football player. Little head trauma. Passes away 6 days later. Everybody thought he was okay. Passes away 6 days later. Twan, I had a concussion once when I was playing for the Denver Broncos in 2010. Got smacked. Nobody even knew what was going on. The reason why I didn't tell anybody is because that was my contract year, and I didn't want the organization to sit me down because I wouldn't have gotten the contract that I ended up getting with the Miami Dolphins. For 3 weeks, I was out there practicing. For 3 weeks, I was out there sitting in the meetings and being able to, you know, go through all 80-something, 90-something plays in a playbook. I was able to do it. But what I couldn't do, I couldn't close my eyes. I couldn't tie my shoe. And guess what? Thank God I was able to go out there and stay safe. And I balled out. So for Coach Mike McDaniel to go out there and say, oh, well, he's talking high level football. Come on, man. Everybody saw he lost his motor skills that Sunday. And then 4 days later, you go out there. Now you're opening him up to more injury and more possibility of really hurting himself forever. So,
but he came back into that Bills game and he made the plays that he needed to do to win that game.
And
he
I went back into that game against the Washington Redskins in 2010, Omar Kelly. I went back in that game and I finished with 170 something yards, one of my best games ever.
Can I add to this? I got a different take, Brandon. And obviously, I never played football. I never had a concussion, so I'm speaking from somebody that's on the outside looking in, but I'm looking at when he got hurt Sunday and everybody saw him wobbly and thought it was a concussion and wondered why he got back in the game and they put it on his back. One, he was able to come in to finish that game off, in which he did. Then he's got a short gap of like 4 or 5 days to get ready for this next game. And you know this better than me. I'm pretty sure that he got examined really well, whether it's for his back, his ankle, for a concussion. And they cleared him. I don't see how we can actually question doctors' opinions that examine this guy. I don't think they would put him on a football field and let him play if he's got a concussion. And
I hear what you're saying, Twan, but you have to have confidence in the fact that the players are going to be transparent and honest. And Brandon is flat out telling
I understand
you.
I'm not saying, but this is what I'm saying too. And also, I'm going to add to that. I want to add to it. Okay, think about this. If last night, if he still gets a concussion, if he does, you guys, and I listen to sports and listen to the show, after Monday, you guys didn't talk about Tula having a concussion no more.
Well, we did talk about it Monday.
No, you didn't talk about it. You didn't talk about it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Nobody else talked about that. So when he gets carted off the field, now the concussion comes back into play. That's what I'm saying.
I think a large portion of the media acknowledged and understood that they were skirting the rules to get him onto the field, and more than likely, Tua was being misleading.
Brent, let me ask you a question. You made a comment about the organization and where they at right now, and they're trying to rebuild and trying to experience success. So you believe that they played this guy because they wanted to try to see if they can get the 4-0 because they're rolling right now.
Yeah, they're rolling right now. I think misled them in terms of potentially suffered a concussion or, you know, there's some theories out there that it was a legitimate back injury and that two are not related and back injury could have forced him to collapse and fall and look like he was suffering a concussion. But I know too many players who lie in these instances just so that they can continue to play. That's the epidemic. That's the problem. Until you address players caring about their own safety.
Twan, you didn't play football, okay? No. But you from Chicago. You've seen many of fights, dudes getting knocked out, dudes being snuffed, and they wobbly. You're a sports fan. That's why you can talk all sports.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been to some of the biggest fights in the world. Okay, Twan, when you saw Tua Sunday stand up and wobble like that, did you think about his back, his ankle, or did you think about, man, this boy looked like old Pookie back in 1998 when we were sitting in the park and he got snuffed? Like, come on, Twan.
No, I believe it. I mean, my natural response is that, damn, he got knocked out. Like, I mean, you feel like it's something to do with the head, without no question. That was my first thought when I saw it. And then obviously when they played off and when he was able to go back in and play as good as he did, I kind of wrote it off that it was his back maybe. You know what I'm saying? That's what I kind of wrote it off was because he was able to go back and play. I'm listening to you and understanding you explaining to me concussions. So obviously I can have a different take on it. But all I'm saying is I can't believe that they would jeopardize their future. And they have a legitimate, really good bag up.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater could win games for you.
Twan, where are you from?
I'm from Chicago. What do you mean?
Oh my goodness, Chicago! Sometimes y'all, I feel like y'all got the most street sense in the world. So you talking about you with? Oh my goodness, why would the doctors put them back in? Twan, this is industry. They getting paid. This is the same organization.
I'm saying you 3-0. I look at it different. If he was hurt, if it was something really wrong with it, we're 3-0. We're in a good. We off to a great start. We got a really good bag up who we can win with. So if he's hurt, even if it's back and ankle, and if that was severe, I would set him out. If it was just the back and ankle, because it was a short time for him to recover. He only had 4 days.
Understand that this was a Thursday night game, Twan, and they don't practice. They do nothing but walkthroughs. They even flew in early because of the hurricane. So literally, he's not on the field exercising. And here's the thing about Tua that we really need to keep into focus. If he's not telling these trainers and the medical people and the doctors that he's got a headache or a migraine or has some sort of concussion symptoms, they don't know. And I don't think he was being transparent. And this leads us to what Ravens coach John Harbaugh had to say about player coaches having to protect players from themselves.
Like probably most people, I couldn't believe what I saw last night. I couldn't believe what I saw last Sunday. You know, it was just something that was astonishing to see. You know, I've been coaching for 40 years now. You know, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. So from the standpoint that there's two things that you have to keep in mind. One of them is a lot of times players want to play. They want to go out there and they want to play. And sometimes you just have to tell them no. You have to say no. No's got to be the answer. And I appreciate that. You know, we had Devin Duvernay a couple weeks ago with his situation, and it really didn't have much in terms of symptoms and stuff like that, but he was out. You know, sometimes, you know, guys might be there physically where they're sound, but they're not confident yet. You don't put them out there until they're ready in their mind. It's just the game's too hard, the game's too tough for a player not to go out there who's confident in his own ability to protect himself and play well.
This leads me to the question I want to ask Brandon and Antoine as well. You could address this. Players lie. They consistently lie about their injuries to get on the field for whatever that reason is. They don't want to let their teammates down. Like Brandon's situation, he's trying to get to he's trying to get to that next contract. Dudes talked about it early in the week. He wanted some get back of the guy who knocked him out, who knocked him out. So he wanted to go back onto the field. How do you protect players against themselves moving forward if you're the NFL and the NFLPA?
I wrote this down. Proceed with caution. So when you go back to that Sunday's game and you saw that he lost his motor skills right then, it's out. And, you know, when I was still playing, they start putting in these rules. You had the tent and then you had all these other protocols that you had to go through before you can actually go back to play. If that spotter deemed that you were it could be potentially be unsafe for you. So they just got to follow the rules that they already have in place. The spotter, which is supposed to be independent of any team out there, the team doctors, right? The coaches, right? But Coach said it, you got to protect your players. Let me be clear here. If I'm playing with a guy that's not acting like Tua, then I probably wouldn't enjoy it. He's a warrior. Think about it. He get hurt that Sunday and he gets up and he's trying to find a way to stay on the field. That's a warrior. Okay. This game, you'll see this many games. Guys get dinged and then they get to the sideline. The team takes their helmet and they're over there fighting. They're over there mad, pissed off. Like, give me my helmet back. Give me my helmet back. Those are the type of guys I want to play with, Twan. But at the end of the day, there has to be an adult that come in and say, you know what? It's not worth it. At all. It's not worth it. Because I go back to September 1st high school. Go to a high school game in Texas. Yair Cancino. Ken Cancino, excuse me. Passes away 6 days later after his first high school football game of the year. Right? That's what we could be dealing with right here. Okay? You never know. This is big. This is serious stuff.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've got our own. Oh, sorry, Antoine. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to add, but Brandon, I don't know what you think of this, or Omar. I just think, don't you think it's time to go back to the drawing board with the whole, you know, collective bargaining agreement that you guys have in place and really emphasize on guaranteed dollars? No, I'm serious. If it's a $16 billion industry and our money can't be guaranteed, I mean, it's got to, we got, you know, you got to put a stop to it. And then you, that's why you have these type of situations. Nobody wants to talk about it. You just said it. You was in contract year. You didn't want to miss a significant amount of time. You don't know if the Tula is looking for a big deal. He don't want to miss a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing about being a Warrior, but, you know, we all seeking it in football. Everybody's seeking a big payday because you may only get it one time.
Torn, that's such a good point. One of our producers, Nolan Rich, he wrote this in the chat. Did Tua feel pressured to play because of his status in Miami? Tried to trade him for two quarterbacks. And clear organization, it's clear that the organization isn't fully invested in him, right? So think about this.
That could be true.
That's a great point that you just brought up, right? Because Tua's sitting here saying, they don't want me. They didn't flirt with Tom Brady. They tried to get Tom Brady. They tried to get Deshaun, okay? And then we start off 3-0. You think I'm going to give the football to another guy? Hell no.
Nah.
You might be telling the truth because Teddy looked pretty good running that offense.
Teddy's a capable backup. But Tua was the number two quarterback in the NFL entering that game. Clearly, his play and performance could lead to, if he continues to have a successful season, it could lead to $250 million deal, Twan. And you're right that this is about guaranteed money, but the players and the agents of the players, they have to do their part, and they have never consistently done their part. These owners are not going to give them guaranteed money. There's too many players. The game is too dangerous. There's too much risk associated with it. The rosters are too big. They're not going to give them guaranteed money. The agents have to be adamant about doing it, and the culture has to change. There's nothing in your NBA CBA that says the contract has to be guaranteed. It's just the culture of your league. It's same thing with Major League Baseball. There's nothing in the CBA of the Major League Baseball that says contracts have to be guaranteed. It's just the culture of the league, and players won't accept anything but, and it has to get to that point in the NFL. And unfortunately, it hasn't, and it probably never will.
Hi, this is Lindsay Rhodes, host of the NFL Roadshow podcast. Now that the NFL season is finally underway, we'll be filling your podcast feeds with three, yes, three fantastic podcasts every week. On Mondays, we'll be reacting to all of the action from the weekend's games. Wednesdays are for a deeper dive into one specific topic. And Fridays, we'll give you a bite-sized episode with all of my various fantasy football thoughts. You can listen to all of these NFL Roadshow episodes on the SXM app or wherever you stream your podcasts.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Right now, we're bringing on our special guest, another host of I Am Athlete Tonight, Pac-Man Jones, who's coming to us live from the high school football field. And last night, he was at the Dolphins-Bengals game, and we brought Pac on for his perspective on not only just the Tua injury in the game, but Pac has some interesting comparisons about an injury that he suffered during his playing career and Tua's injury.
Yeah, and the interesting comparison is I had C3, C4 neck surgery. Remember, Brandon, I told y'all this story.
Hold on, Pac. You just going to jump in the conversation? Just rude as hell. Like, hello. Hello, Pac.
I thought he was introducing me.
Can we get a hello? Like, me and Torn over here. Like, how you doing?
How y'all doing?
Happy birthday, Pac. Happy birthday, Pac-Man.
Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday.
Hey, co-boss, Brandon, you should have started off by saying happy birthday, brother. All right, because I can never win with D. But anyway, to make a long story short, how are y'all doing first and foremost before I get into conversation?
No, we good, bro.
We good. What's the birthday turn up, Pac?
I miss y'all. But first and foremost, let's talk about the Tua injury first. I had C3, C4 neck surgery. The first time I hurt myself, I was playing with the Cowboys and I got hit by James Harris. I fumbled a punt. And when he hit me, everything in my body went numb. I was paralyzed for probably about 8 minutes. And what I seen last night was a similar injury, but it had nothing to do with a concussion or a head injury, I don't think. It either have something to do with C3 or L4. I had a chance to send this play to my doctor, who is one of the best doctors in the world. He was number two. I forget the doctor name in LA, and he so happened to move to Cincinnati, and he's the number one spine and neck doctor, or number two or three, whatever it is, in the world right now. Anyway, making a long story short, I sent him the video to him, and I said, is this from a concussion, or this is from like a vertebrae, some that's touching the spine? He immediately told me that either this is something from L, whatever that is. I don't know what L is. But he said from the L vertebrae or from his neck. But he said, I truly think it's some lower and L something. My whole thing to say about all of this is the other day when we was looking at this and we was like, oh, he got a concussion. I don't think he had a concussion. I think he was right for what he said. He got hit in a different part of his body. But when you get that spine thing, anytime you can barely get touch, and it'll go like you go numb or paralyzed. But as you see that play yesterday, he didn't really hit his head. He got slammed pretty hard, but he didn't hit his head. So that's what Dr. Guanciala came back and told me. Well, it's got to be something with his L vertebrae, but that's what I came up with that situation because I know we was talking about this the other day about the concussion rules and this and that. I truly don't think that it's a concussion thing. I truly think it's L, whatever Dr. Guanciale told me. And I'm quite sure on Monday we'll be the first one to have the news already broken because I'm like 99.9% right on this one.
Listen, Omar, this is where conspiracies get started.
Yeah. All right, well, like conspiracy Pac- on me, Adam Jones. Blame it on me.
Well, bruh, oh my goodness. Did you
But what if I'm
Did you hear, did you hear what Bill Belichick said? Mac Jones went down, 2 weeks ago? Did you hear what Bill Belichick said in his press conference, Pac?
Man, we're talking about an injury. We ain't talking about no plays.
Belichick came out and said, I am not a doctor. So, Pac, are you saying you're a doctor now? He's talking about 99.9%. You
well,
think too?
You what my doctor told me. What I know is my doctor did my neck surgery. My doctor did paying them neck surgery. So, like, my doctor is one of
Ryan
the best
Shazier's
doctors
neck
in
surgery.
The world.
Yeah.
So if he's telling me this, I'm going with him. If
listen,
he says 99.9% that he's right, yes.
And here's the sensitive part of this whole situation. Unless you're talking to the doctors and the medical officials, and this includes everybody who is speculating about Tua's injury.
I bet you, this is what I'm going to bet you. I bet you Tua will not play another game in 2022 or 23 season. It's going to come out this week that he's going to be going up on the surface. Now, what you want to bet on that, boss man?
You're saying for his neck?
I'm saying that he's having surgery. He won't play no more this year. And I'm
both
thinking,
can be
I'm
true.
Hold on. I'm a bet that it ain't the neck. I'm a bet that is L something.
L six.
So whatever the L.
It's a lot of L's, Brandon. It's a lot of L's.
Wait, it's one of the L's. Whatever the L's.
Lumbars. It's a lot of L's back there.
Hold on, Pack. I love you first. Happy birthday again. And lastly, bro, both can be true, right? Like,
yes.
he could be slammed on the turf like that and hurt something and have to have surgery. But, bro, you can't convince me or Dr. whoever with this L thing that he did not have a concussion. Right, you can't convince me that.
Dr. Jones, this is going to have nothing to do with a concussion. I promise you.
Oh, my goodness.
A concussion,
you'll be back in 2 to 3 weeks. I'm telling you that he's not going to play another game this year.
What I find very interesting about the latest realm of this is that the Dolphins were saying on against the Bills, it was a back injury. It was not anything concussion related. They acknowledged that he was checked multiple times.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Pack. Hold on. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Pack, let me ask you a question. Have you or your team ever lied about an injury? Say your knees hurt and they're like, oh, it's my hamstring. Huh?
Yes.
Okay, then. So is this any different?
You know what? Only thing I'm saying, B, they telling the truth.
They are not lying,
B. They telling the truth. Everybody thinks it's a hair injury just because of him. No, because he buckled down. Oh, no, that is a back injury. They are telling the truth.
I've covered the Dolphins for 15 years, and they know. And the one thing I will tell you about the Dolphins is if they skirt the rules, they'll get caught and they'll get stoned to death. Look at the history of the organization. The owner is suspended right now, literally, because he was trying to skirt the rules. This is an organization that has no benefit, that gets no benefit of the doubt. Everybody does exactly what Steve Ross did. He's the only owner that's suspended for it. So they couldn't skirt the concussion rules. So if they did say, and I disagreed with myself earlier this week, but if they did say that it was a back injury, now that they actually played him and now he suffered a concussion injury, I mean, come on, that look horrible.
They tricked him. Tua tricked him.
Pac-Man, Pat, let me ask you a question while we got you on the
phone. No, not trick them, bro. You're tripping, B. I'm telling you.
Pat, let me ask you a question while we got you on the phone. And we was arguing about this before you came on. Do you feel like it was any pressure on him to play this Thursday and not sit out?
Hell yeah. We know that everybody in who got any kind of type of sense know that, hey, bro, fuck this shit up. We need you Thursday night. You know what I mean?
This is the quarterback who beat him for the national championship. This is a quarterback who beat him. This is the quarterback who won his Heisman, beat him for the national championship.
And whooped his ass Thursday night, too. Put that on there, too.
Come on, he ain't even finished the game, Pack. He ain't even finished the game.
The game was over with, bro. Like, come on, bro. Y'all acting like
bro. Teddy Bridgewater almost had a comeback before he threw that interception.
Almost ain't good enough. Same old Dolphin. Why they call him not Eli Apple? Yeah, y'all. That's what y'all need to be talking about.
Eli Apple sucks, Pack. You gonna have to acknowledge Eli Apple sucks.
He can't suck that bad. They went to the Super Bowl with his ass. Yeah, would he be my top pick on my team? Hell no.
Should he be on the field for Cincinnati?
If I had 54 picks, he might be one of them.
Where are you going to be, Pack? Where are you going to be? Where Eli going to be out of 54?
He'll probably be 53.
We're here talking to Pac-Man Jones, one of the I Am Athlete crew members. Omar Kelly here with Brandon Marshall, Antoine Walker. Cincinnati's back at 500.
Shout out to Chris Henry, the number one wide receiver in 20, what the hell class is it? I don't even know.
He's 2023
in 4 years, though. So. Yeah, that class. yeah, go ahead. My bad.
Did he just score?
Hold on, before you move on. Oh, Pac. So we put a group text together, me, you, and Antoine Walker, right? Big Twan. OG, like, yo, Pac, you got the key to the city still in Dallas. I need a suite. I got 20 people coming to watch the Cowboys versus the Bears. So where are we at with this?
We got 3 weeks before that game, bro. Tell Twan, don't worry about that. If I tell you, I'm right. That's what you know, I'm hey. Trying to make sure Thorne knows how to fill out the card. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to make sure he can walk in there like the boss.
So who are you going to call? Are you calling Jerry or Jerry's assistant? Who are you reaching out to?
Well, I'm calling Jerry's assistant, but I get to, after I talk to Jerry's assistant, Jerry calls me back. hold on. As the doctor say, 99.99.
See, that's how bosses roll, Twan. You got to be just patient, all right? If he's trying to get you in the club for free, sometimes you got to stand in line and wait.
Well, we got to get a little uncomfortable. Hey, we got a plan B. We reached out to Dez Bryant today, so we got a plan B.
just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
You don't need a plan B when you're dealing with me.
Ooh, okay. I like that. Cincinnati's back at 500, 2-2. Has Thursday night's game released any pressure or tension that you have of getting back to the Super Bowl?
What did you say?
I said Cincinnati's back to 500. They're 2-2. Has Thursday night's win released any pressure of the Bengals getting back
Hell
to the Super
yeah.
Bowl?
Everybody talking about panic. The Bengals ain't panicking. What are we panicking for? We went to the Super Bowl last year. Like, we just now gelling. Like, everybody talking about this and talking about that. This and that was going to happen. Man, y'all see what happened.
Y'all 500.
But I think that – first of all, Lou is one of the best defensive coordinators that I've ever seen call the game.
Lou Anarumo.
If you realize, like, it's hard to score against the Cincinnati Bengals in the second half. I don't give a damn who the offensive coordinator is, who the coach is. It's hard to score. So a lot of credit to Lou because he's doing a great job figuring out the first half and coming up with a different game plan in the second half. But Bengals are all right. Don't worry about the Bengals. The Bengals will be okay. Y'all need to worry about Miami.
Well, I mean, they clearly don't have a quarterback right now. It looks like Teddy might be playing the next couple of weeks.
They're going to be fine with Teddy.
Yeah, no, they are. I do believe you played with Teddy, Brandon. Can you get a people a little glimpse of what Teddy is?
Listen, another
Teddy
hot
Bridgewater. Do you really think Teddy Bridgewater can hold down the fort?
Absolutely, he did it in New Orleans. Remember, he went 6-0 in New Orleans when Drew Brees went down.
I love Teddy, but I don't think Teddy can do what need to be done. He can't throw the deep ball. Now he can throw everything else.
He threw the deep ball. He threw a deep ball to Tyreek Hill last night.
All right,
on your Cincinnati Bengals.
Y'all right, and then we'll see. Y'all be telling me in a couple of weeks.
Omar, our producer Nolan Rich, one of our producers Nolan Rich, had another cool little spicy topic here, or soundbite. If Tua did not play Thursday in Dolphins' loss, how much would
it would have been a fucking blowout?
Him? Hold on, listen. How much would people be killing him for not playing? And then be bringing up his lengthy injury history is another reason why he's not a franchise quarterback.
That's all valid. He's a fragile quarterback. It's all valid. So, yes.
I don't think that's fair to say that. I don't think that's fair.
Oh, he without a doubt is a fragile quarterback. Come
what
on
you
now.
Mean fragile?
Ribs last year. Wrist and hand last year.
Is it his fault that he getting killed?
Is it Joe Burrow's fault that he's getting killed?
Brandon,
he's still on the field?
Brandon, if I throw you a slant, and I lead you right into Vontaze and he knocked your ass out. Is it your fault that you knocked out for 3-4 games, or is it the quarterback fault?
Well, I'm going straight to the quarterback and looking him in his eyes and say, don't you ever put me in a position like that again.
Same thing with the line. Like, you can't say he a timid quarterback. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but, Pac, you know it too, though, man. There's some guys that are injury prone. Yeah, you know, whether without you like a doubt, it or he's not, injury prone. You know what I mean?
I know it's, they're injury prone, but come on.
Without a doubt, he's an injury-prone quarterback. Let's switch the subject, Pac. What is the Pac-Man Jones birthday turn-up this weekend?
I'm at the game right now. I'm about to jump on this PJ, and we about PJ. To go to Atlanta.
What's a PJ? You act like everybody know what a PJ is. What's a PJ?
PJ, private plane.
you get good money jumping on a PJ.
We about to jump on this plane after the game. Run down to Atlanta, go to Atlanta, jump back on the plane at about 4:00, head back to Cincinnati, get a little sleep, get me a workout in the morning.
Where y'all going, though, when y'all get to Atlanta?
We're going to Magic City.
Didn't the commissioner tell you to stay out of Magic City?
I don't work for you. I'm happy. Cookies is the brand. In Burner, we trust.
Listen. Make sure you got a documentary. You got a film crew with you in Magic City if they allow that. I don't even know. I think
and
they do.
For all the listeners, y'all just don't know what's going on. But a couple weeks, we got something special for y'all where Omar is going to come down and tag along with me for about 2 days. And then he's going to go tag along with Brandon and the kids. And then we're going to go tag along with Shady. You know what I mean? So y'all stay tuned. It's very behind the scene, I should say.
Day in the life of Pac, day in the life of all the I Am Athlete guys. Well, we appreciate you, Pac. Enjoy the game. Hope Chris Henry Jr. goes off. We will see you next week.
Love you. Conspiracy.
All right, man. I love y'all, man. AB.
Yo.
Brandon.
Yes.
Send me this cash out for my birthday. Thank you. Y'all have a nice night. I love y'all.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio. SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.